Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechtas Nedarim, Perik Tes Mishnah Tes, Paischen La'adam Bechvoid Atzmai U'Bechvoid Banav. We can use as a Pesach explaining to a person that his neder affects his own covet and the covet of his children. Let's say a person made the type of neder that's going to cause him to have to divorce his wife. Now he has to divorce her. So we say to him, Ilya Yisi Yedeya, had you known, Shalomachar, that tomorrow, Oymin Alecha, people are going to say, Kachi Vista Shal Ploini, this is what so-and-so does. That's like, you know, his minig, that's his set pattern. Megarish is Noshav, he divorces his wives. Val Benesecha Yoymin, on your daughters, they're going to say, oh, Benois Gerusha saying, that the daughters of someone that the husband had to divorce the wife, Ma Rasa Iman Shal Elul His Garish. And people like to speak Lashon Hara, unfortunately, whether they understand it or not. And people make assumptions that could be totally baseless, but this is how people are going to talk. They're going to say, mother must have done some bad things. But that's going to affect the covet of the daughters, obviously. The Amma. So now this person who made the neder is going to say, Ilya Yisi Yedeya, had I known Shekena would be this way? La Yisi Neider. I would have never made that neder. So I raise the mutter. That's a Pesach. Now the neder is mutter. So once again, we learned in our Mishnah, a valid Pesach would be based on the honor of himself and of his children. Let's say someone made a type of a neder that forces him to divorce his wife. So he say to him, would you have made the neder if people would say that about you? This is what he does. He marries, he gets divorced. He doesn't know how to get along with people. Or they're going to say, his wife, he had to divorce her, who knows what she did. That's going to be a big pagam on your children. And if he says, no, I would have never made the neder had I realized this. So we accept this Pesach. What's the Chiddush? The Chiddush is, maybe he's lying. Maybe he would have made the neder anyway. He's just embarrassed to say that, well, I would have embarrassed my children anyway. Who's going to say that? But maybe he really would have embarrassed his children. So we say, no, we're not worried for that. When he tells us he would have not made the neder because it affected his children, we believe him, and it's a good Pesach.